Welcome back to The Table I Built. I'm your host, Andrea Walton. This space, our space that we have curated, is for builders, the underdogs, the resilient ones. And here, we believe resilience is strategy, purpose is power, and legacy is built one decision at a time. So pull up a chair, your seat at the table is waiting. Today, we're talking about rewriting the narrative, not just editing the past, but reclaiming it. This episode is about what it means to tell your truth after setback. Not the polished version for social, but the honest, gut-level truth that sets you free. Let's begin with this. Your story is still sacred, even if it didn't start pretty. Maybe especially if it didn't. When I think about my early years, becoming a teenage mom, dropping out of high school, standing in line for food stamps and cash aid and Medi-Cal back in the day, I remember how much shame I carried, and I never wanted to share that with people. And I remember working as a waitress and choosing to go back and get my GED. And then years later, earning my undergrad while working full-time, and eventually my MBA. That story, which I wrote about in From GED to MBA, was and is about grit. It's about never giving up, even when the odds weren't in my favor. But that's not the only chapter in my story. Later in life, after the degrees, the promotions, the titles, I found myself navigating something I never thought I'd imagine, being in an abusive marriage. I was in my late 30s, early 40s by then, and I was already successful in my career. I was leading at the highest levels and mentoring others, and yet behind closed doors, I was struggling in silence. That story, the one I wrote about in All the Smoke, From Pain to Purpose, was about reclaiming my dignity and my peace. It was about realizing I deserved more, not just professionally, but personally, that I could have both a powerful and wonderful career and a peaceful life. Those are two very different seasons, two very different kinds of resilience. And here is the truth. You are allowed to carry more than one story. You are allowed to be both healed and healing. You are allowed to rise more than once. Rewriting the narrative isn't about denying what has happened in your life. It's about giving yourself permission to tell the whole truth with clarity, with compassion, with authenticity, and with power. You are not your worst chapter. You are the author, and you get to decide what comes next. So here's what I want to say to you. You're not your worst day. You are not the labels they gave you, and you are not broken beyond repair. You never were. You get to write your own story, every chapter, even the ones that nearly broke you. Because when you stand in your truth, you don't just liberate yourself. You give others permission to do the same. You become proof that survival and even thriving can become strategy, and that pain can become purpose. So as I've said in previous episodes, I don't want to just motivate you. I want to give you some takeaways. So here are three ways you can begin to own your story even after setback. Number one, reframe, don't erase. And that's what I've done. Instead of trying to delete the hard parts of your story, ask yourself, what did this teach me? What strength did I uncover? Reframing doesn't change what happened to you. It can change how you carry it. Practice saying, this shaped me, but it didn't define me. Number two, speak it aloud, but on your terms. Whether in a journal, a trusted conversation, a voice memo to yourself, practice saying what your story is in your own words. When you narrate your truth and you reclaim your story, you shift from surviving the story to stewarding your story. And number three, use your past as a platform, not a prison. Every room you walk into, whether it's your job, your relationships, your leadership, is a space where your lived experience can be an asset. Start by saying, where can I use what I've been through to uplift or guide others? Let your past be purpose, not punishment. What I have learned as an executive is that my lived experience have made me so unflappable in corporate spaces. I have survived what would have taken others out. And I have learned to lead from a place of calm, thoughtfulness, and confidence. So in closing, your story matters. Not just the wins, but the wounds. Keep building, keep believing, and keep rewriting. Thank you for joining The Table I Built. If this episode helped you realize you are not your worst day, share it with someone else who may need to hear this as well. Next week, we'll talk about the intersection of mentorship, motherhood, and what I call multi-purpose living. Until then, take care of yourself and have a great day.